Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, it is October 31st, and this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and the sip for today from our Agile Daily Team Building Calendar is, if the lead on your team is doing 10 times more work than everyone else because they are faster, when does that lead have time to help the 10 other team members get just as fast? So that one sounds a little bit like a math problem that you had in fifth grade, where it's almost sounds like if Johnny has 10 apples and Sally has 5 and Sally gives Johnny 2 of her apples, you know how that goes. But the fact of the matter, the reason why I stated this one this way, it's because I wanted you to kind of do the math in terms of you may have one superstar team member, your team lead. They've been promoted to a lead position because they're so good at what they do. They can work 10 times faster than the other members on the team. So many times I see that person operating in a way that they continue even after they're promoted to a lead position, that they are taking on a lion's share of the work. They're doing more than everyone else. When in fact, being promoted to a lead position now should actually change the way you work. And this is going to sound funny, but I'm going to say that it should mean you're doing less work. Why? Because you're spending more time nurturing and mentoring and coaching and transferring knowledge to the other members of your team. I just happened to pick the number 10, that they need to spend time with the 10 other team members. But all I'm trying to show is one person working 10 times as fast is really a formula for burnout. Versus if that person is teaching 10 other team members or however many other team members you have to optimize and to expand and to help them grow, that is so much at the core of what a leader is being. So not only are you teaching this new team lead more how to be a leader, you're also teaching them that the importance of being a leader is nurturing others. So imagine in a year, you now have 10 people that are performing, if not at the team leads level, at least they've had growth and you're seeing improvement in their performance. And the team lead, a good team lead, should get credit for improving the performance of others, not just being a show off. Because that's what happens when that team lead just always is the one taking the lion's share and the hardest projects. Because I've seen all the side effects of when you have this super performing team lead, they end up being the bottleneck. They end up getting burnt out. They end up being the go-to for everyone. People are waiting or on pause or looking to them. Don't let them get sick or take a vacation. Then things just grind to a halt. And then the other thing that I see is when they move from a leadership position to management, this kind of formulates their management style, which is more of them taking on, or they're still in the weeds. When you have a manager that is still in the weeds, that's because no one was coaching or encouraging them as they take on more and more of a leadership role. They should be not trying to be the one that is doing all the work, but helping to grow and nurture others. So that's our sip for the day. I hope you enjoyed that and can take that back to others and share and talk about ideas and how to put these words into action. So thanks again, and continue to listen, learn, leverage, and launch. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman with Technology Espresso Consulting.